Alice Coltrane is a name associated with a distant spiritual past. The 67-year-old widow of jazz master John Coltrane is a band leader in her own right, but she rarely performs in public these days. It has been a quarter century since her last album was released. With the urging and the help of her son Ravi Coltrane, her long hiatus is over. Music reporter Ashley Kahn spoke with Alice Coltrane and her son about her return.
There is no mistaking the sound of Alice Coltrane. She plays an unusual variety of instruments, and her touch on each can be recognized instantly, like the modulating tone on her Wurlitzer organ. The swoops and swells of her harp. And the loose, flowing arpeggios of her piano style. Mrs. Coltrane, as she is most often called, still credits her late husband, jazz legend John Coltrane, for her expansive approach to the keyboard.
He said, "You have all those keys." He said, "Why don't you play all of them as completely as you can?" So that's why you always hear that sound. You will hear it forever as long as I live.
She was born Alice McLeod in Detroit, was classically trained on piano, and fell in love with jazz. She traveled to Paris to study with bebop pianist Bud Powell. And then she met her future husband in 1963 in a New York nightclub. It was an encounter she feels was destined to happen.
Before I even met him, something in me knew that there's a spiritual, musical connection with this person. And once I got in the band, that was it.
Alice Coltrane joined her husband's band in 1965, replacing the legendary McCoy Tyner on piano. John Coltrane's classic quartet was no more, a change that left many jazz fans disappointed. After John's death in 1967, Alice Coltrane remained a controversial figure while pursuing her solo career. Alice Coltrane stood out from the jazz tradition like a Hindu holy woman at a Baptist prayer meeting. In fact, it was her study of Eastern religions that led her to experiment with foreign sounds and exotic instruments. To many ears, her music was strange and avant-garde. Despite the controversy, Alice Coltrane developed a following of her own and enjoyed a successful recording career. But in 1979, she stopped making albums. Translinear Light is Alice Coltrane's first album in 26 years. It features a more mature and mellow sound, yet burns with the same spiritual intensity of her older recordings. And as times and tastes have evolved, her music now seems a little less challenging and a lot more familiar. The album also features John and Alice's son, Ravi Coltrane, who's an emerging jazz sax player in his own right. He was clearly the driving force behind his mother's return to the studio, a return that was motivated by a strong sense of family.
I was getting deeper and deeper into music, and each year she would say she's more and more retired from music. You know, I don't want to have a day of regret saying I never did this with my mom. You know, something that's documented I'll always be able to share with my kids.
He even told me, "Mom, I thought about this over many years, and I would be so happy to have you make a recording." And I told him, I believe so, that this is a good time. And also that this doesn't mean that I wish to start a second career.
Ravi recruited all-star sidemen for the session, Charlie Hayden and James Genus on bass, Jack DeJohnette and Jeff Watts on drums. Ravi himself performed on most of the tracks. If there is one theme to Translinear Light, it would be the deep religious conviction that stretches back to Alice Coltrane's gospel roots.
Songs of worship, songs of praise, and that would extend from the church music that she had played growing up. And that would also extend to some of the Indian-influenced spiritual music that she's involved with today. It would also extend to John Coltrane's spiritual music.
For Ravi, playing spiritual music with his mother is like going back home.
I'd come home from school and she'd just be sitting at the organ playing hymns and things, you know. It was like you go home and your dad's reading the paper, your mom's reading a book or something, or watching the television. That's what music was for her. It was this sort of nutrition, this sustenance that was a part of her existence, you know, daily existence.
When Alice Coltrane first made waves in the late 60s, she seemed to be just another jazz or rock musician looking eastward for a path to enlightenment. Now, almost 40 years later, Mrs. Coltrane's music continues to prove how deep and sincere her spiritual commitment has always been.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Alice Coltrane's new CD is called Translinear Light. Music from that album can be heard at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.